Hey, a quick observation here. I was really surprised to find out this week. There was a little bit of technological news that came out this week that Facebook may be working on their iPad app. And it shocked me because I didn't realize that Facebook has yet to come out with an app for the iPad. How can they be so behind the times they don't have an iPad app? It's the most popular handheld tablet there is, and it's the most popular social network site, and they're just now getting around to doing one. That appalls me.
I don't Facebook, and I don't have an iPad. But I was in the Apple Store yesterday, and my prediction that the iPad will be a boat anchor in 5 years is starting to come true.
Wait, how is it coming true? When they've sold more, they increase their sales.
Because you know what they're selling now along with the iPad? A flip stand that you put your iPad on so that it forms into the shape of a laptop. People get the iPad in order to not have a laptop, but now they're realizing that it's so awkward
to use. Well, they want the option.
That they have to get a stand to make it a laptop.
They just want the option.
This gives you the, an option to stand it up if you want
In 5 years, people will realize, wow, a phone does all this, and a laptop does all this, and those are easier to carry and to maneuver and to handle, so why, oh, I fell for the Apple marketing scheme of 5 years ago. That's what happened.
No, it's greatness. It's great to have that ability to plug it in a little keyboard. That way you can type easier.
Why not just get a laptop?
Because a laptop, you can't take off the keyboard and just use it as a tablet. This one, like I do, goes both ways. I mean, you can... A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
All right. We'll see. Just 2016, I want everybody to get back to me.
You know, I've noticed I always get complaints about my website because I don't update it enough. I don't update it as much as I used to. People get accustomed to a certain amount of updating. And then when you don't do that, then you've robbed them of something that you used to give them for free. But I always post all my links on Twitter. Like you, Junior, I find it just the most convenient platform. You see an article you like, you post it on Twitter. I used to always post that stuff on the website. I would wait till I got about 10 links that I liked, and then I'd do a posting. Now, it's all Twitter. So much easier. Instant gratification. I don't have to sit on it for a while. But today I did something odd. This is so meta. I've posted a Twitter roundup on my website, a collection of all the links that I've shared on Twitter recently.
Okay. Well, you're super serving the listener or the surfer. I don't know.
No.
The internet person.
Internet peoples, I guess.
You're super serving them. They may not go to Twitter, but they go to your website.
Yes. And I think it was more of an excuse to post a girl in a Western outfit than anything else. Anyway, check that out, GordonKeith.com, if you'd like to. And before we get to inappropriate T-shirts of the week, a lost art, counting back change. This always used to actually confuse me when I'd go to the convenience store and you have an item and you have a $20 bill that you pay for. Let's say you have, I don't know, $6 worth of goods that you're purchasing. And you hand them a 20. And they do that old, 73 cents makes 7, and then 3 makes 10, and then 10 makes 20. Now, I have to confess, that's the old way of counting back change. Before, you just looked at the cash register, and it told you how much to give back the person, and that's just how much you handed back if you were the cashier. It always confused me when I was a kid. Not even a kid. Teenager, young adult. What 73 makes 7, 7, 3 makes 10. What are you talking about? And 10 makes 20. What's my change? I don't understand what's going on.
Couldn't keep up?
No, it was way too quick. Moved too fast. But nowadays, they just look at the thing and just whatever the register says to give me back. And have you ever tried to correct someone on it? Actually, that's incorrect. I handed you. And then they're real confused because the that's not what the computer told them.
Right.
I have no idea what you gave. What are you talking about?
Just take it.
Just here, take money. Take money and take goods.
You know what always worries me is when they say, did you hand me a 20? And, they think you handed them a 10, but you handed them a 20. You handed me a 20? Well, yeah, But how are we going to settle this? How are we going to prove this? Because
he said, she said.
Yeah, you've already put it in the register, and you've already given me change for a 10, but I'm waiting for 10 more dollars. I don't know how we're going to settle this. Now, they always
challenge them to a duel.
They always say, okay, but I wonder if it ever works the other way, where the cashier's adamant and says, no, you gave me a 10.
They should be more adamant, because aren't they responsible for their till at the end of the night?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You got to make it all work out.
And since it always works out in favor of the customer, why don't we do that all the time? Why don't we give them a 10 and then always say, I just gave you a 20?
I tried that once. I felt so guilty about it. They said, you gave me a 10. And I said, no, I gave you a 30. And I lost the argument, oddly enough. I tell you some other little bit of cashier trivia here. A thing that I don't see very often anymore, but boy, was I obsessed with this when I was a kid, because this was professional grade equipment. The change that comes down the little slide and then ends up in that little metal bowl.
Loved it.
That's pretty cool.
It was just automatic.
Yeah.
The register did it for the cashier. God, that thing was great.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't people use those anymore?
I still see them every once in a while.
Yeah, I do too.
It's rare, though. Seems like the whole world would have gone to something like that, because that's high tech, and now people still using the low tech method of the change drawer where you have to finger out the money.
Yeah. Mm.
Inappropriate t-shirts of the week. Hit the theme, Expo. And now it's time for inappropriate t-shirts of the week.
Same voice.
I'm Mario, your announcer. Hey!
Welcome to Mario Kart.
All right, so we have P1s are always on the lookout for inappropriate t-shirts, and some of these are so offensive, I don't know if I can read them on the air, but I'm going to, because I love you, the dear listener. P1 Jerry sends this in. Now, this one's not inappropriate, but it's funny, so I'm going to read it. He saw someone wearing a t-shirt that said, "The Constitution. I only read it for the articles." Okay, all right.
I like that.
Nothing wrong with that t-shirt. That's fine. Perhaps you've seen this one at a sporting event. P1 Jason Carrollton says that he went to a Rangers-Yankee game a few years ago and saw the front of the t-shirt. It said, "Jeter sucks." And guess what the back said?
A-Rod does something else.
A-Rod swallows.
That's offensive.
That is offensive.
At a Ranger game,
mm-hmm,
with children in attendance. Another inappropriate t-shirt submission comes to us from Keith. Keith says, "My wife and I threw a party recently that around 70 people attended. It was a daytime party. It was 95% families with young children. They come to swim in the pool and jump in the bounce house. And so you get the scene, right? It's a family deal."
Mm-hmm.
"Well, my sister-in-law brings her new young boyfriend, who wears a shirt that says something to the effect of, 'Let's flip a coin about sex.'" Okay, how do I read this? "Heads, I get tail, and tails, I get..."
Oh, gosh. Why don't you wear that to a family event? And you're the boyfriend meeting the family, and you think that's going to impress them?
It's your first time to meet the family.
You digit?
Because it's a giggle. Dr. Dinkelstein. Oh, my. He says he spotted this extremely offensive t-shirt at a Menards once. Somebody walking around a grocery store wearing this. He saw a guy walking towards him in the grocery store in a shirt with the sleeves that he cut off himself. Always a horrible look. And the shirt simply read, "I eat..." Another... Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Just walking around.
Yeah. No real joke to it. No.
Right.
Just an announcement.
Right.
Just a little brief announcement there for everyone to see. Walking around the grocery store in it.
Let me ask you guys this. Should that be against the law? Is that indecency?
I think it can be. Can it?
Should a guy be arrested if he's wearing that shirt?
or fined or something?
Yeah, or ticketed.
I don't think you can. I think it's free speech. I mean, can you get arrested for cussing in public?
Yeah, I think you can.
Some places, they used to have rules against that.
When was the last time you heard of someone getting arrested for cussing in public?
I haven't heard it in a long time.
I believe they could put it under the umbrella of disturbing the peace. And that's kind of a catch-all.
Now, this one comes to us from John, and at least he saw this in a bar, not a grocery store or a bounce house playground. He saw a guy in a bar with a T-shirt that said, I'm a vegetarian. Okay. I don't know what that means. Obviously a misspelling of some kind. Why are you shaking your head, George?
What's wrong with people?
It's just good fun, right? Just good fun. And then 1P1 Don was traveling, and he saw this one in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
It said on the front, my parents stayed through Hurricane Katrina, and all I got was this lousy T-shirt, 53 pairs of Reeboks, 4 flat-screen TVs, and 2 Cadillacs.
No way!
Kind of funny. All right, now this next one that we're going to finish on. Brian says he saw a hot chick wearing a T-shirt that said, Lord, how do you... All right. I'm too pretty to... Word deleted from behind.
Good Lord.
But a hot chick was wearing it.
What a classy chick she is.
But what if she's hot, Giorgio?
How hot was she?
I don't care how hot she is. A woman should never wear a shirt like that.
You're saying that wouldn't do anything for you if you were out at an outdoor music festival and saw some hot girl wearing that.
His eyes would be fixated on her for an hour.
No. Yes. Because she's announced
you don't want to mess around
Grectual
like
availability.
That.
Got a picture with her?
No, unfortunately
her,
I don't.
Or with that email?
Unfortunately, yeah. I don't. If you, the P1, if you spot an inappropriate T-shirt out in the wild, you can email me. And you may hear it on the air.
What is the most inappropriate T-shirt you guys have ever worn?
I just hit the post, and then you asked a question.
Well, we still got four minutes.
4 minutes?
Remember I told you you had 20 minutes because we're skipping certain things.
Some more time for
skipping certain things.
And we're light on certain things.
And light on certain things.
So I'm just trying to keep the conversation rolling here.
Yeah, anyway, I'm taking your questions, Craig.
What's the most offensive T-shirt you've ever worn?
That I've ever worn?
Yeah. Anything close to offensive? Anything that turned a head or got a comment from somebody?
I don't think I've ever worn an inappropriate T-shirt.
No, I had neither.
You know, there are those people, it seems like there's always one or two friends in every group who, or at least one friend, who likes wearing funny T-shirts. You know, like that guy from 30 Rock is always wearing funny hats. You ever seen 30 Rock?
No.
I've seen it. It's not funny.
Well, here goes. I forgot. I forgot I was stepping into that 30 Rock sand pit with Junior where you just sink, can't get out of it.
No, there are parts of it that are funny. I like Alec Baldwin, and I like Kenneth the Page.
You don't think Tina Fey's funny?
I think she's funny, but I think she's tremendously overrated in that show, and I think she's one of those that you can't dare criticize.
She's kind of force-fielded.
She's definitely force-fielded, because if you don't find Tina Fey funny, then you're not
a
part
sexist
of the
and...
coffee sipper New York Times crowd that only knows what funny is. Mm. And the show is a beating to me. I don't like the flow of the show, and I don't like, what's his name, the black guy on the show?
So you don't like
Tracy
the woman
Morgan.
Who's
Tracy
trying
Morgan.
To be funny and the black guy. Interesting.
Tracy Morgan is not
I think
funny.
Tracy Morgan's over the top. And
you don't think he's funny the way he talks? And
I'm not anti-black comedian. I'm just anti-Tracy Morgan.
You know what? I agree with you, and I've never really thought Tracy Morgan was funny. His character's kind of funny on that when they make him out to be a real cartoon. But as a comedian, I'll tell you something else. Chris Rock on Saturday Night Live, I didn't think was that great.
No, he wasn't. He's much better in stand-up.
And afterwards, he became this huge comedic hero, I guess. But on Saturday Night Live...
His stand-up's pretty dang funny.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, but he's got those fingers that are always
get
pointing
by
out.
That. Get by
he's
that.
He's kind of got point lip a little bit.
Forget about all that. He's got good jokes.
His teeth look like he's got kind of a peanut butter factor.
No, I was always too chicken to wear t-shirts that would suggest anything. I was always
like, you wouldn't wear the I eat
no
cat t-shirt around.
See, no. I wore the same t-shirt that hot girl was wearing a couple weeks ago.
Oh my god.
If somebody got you that t-shirt, Junior, would you wear it to like a guy's night out or summer bash?
Nice. How much?
There's an amount out there that I would wear it for.
I don't think there would be a greater t-shirt to wear than that one for a guy to wear.
$50?
No, 50 is not the amount. No. There is an amount.
$500.
No.
You got to go to the event anyway.
Guys' night out, I could probably get away with it much more than, say, church.
What about wearing it to interview Jerry Jones?
How confused would he be?
Hey, Jonesy.
Where, would one he day mention training
it?
Camp?
That ought to be the challenge. We'll get you a couple of inoffensive t-shirts. You interview players.
Offensive, right?
Offensive. Yeah. What did I say? Inoffensive?
Inoffensive.
Get you a couple of offensive t-shirts. You interview players, and we do the rodeo. We'll see how long it goes before they mention it.
You can talk serious football with them, but yeah. You get to wear.
I'll do that bit.
Ridiculous.
Will you?
Yeah, that'd be a great bit.
You think security would throw you out though for wearing it?
Nah.
As long as I'm not going to get my credential revoked or anything, but yeah, that'd be a funny bit.
Well, you could just put it on right before you head out.
I'll have to wear like a warm up coat over it or something, a jacket, and then as soon as I approach the player, I'll hand one of you guys the jacket and I'll go talk to him.
Like if you were wearing the.
And you get a bonus if you talk to Jerry while wearing it.
Okay.
Wearing the IE cat one in particular.
Are you trying to?
What about someone who's all business like Garrett?
Oh my god.
How awkward
please
would
don't
that
do
be?
That.
You know, Garrett wouldn't mention anything. I think Garrett's a pretty polite guy. But like Parcells, if Parcells was still here.
Oh.
Or even interviewing Wade would be kind of funny to see if he would say anything.
Where'd you get that shirt? So you're too pretty to.
There you go, offensive
all right,
t-shirts.
Then. 650 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Up next, we detail a crazy night at the ballpark for the Rangers.